And now the last office.
State Treasurer-elect Judy Barr Topinka will receive the oath of office from State Senator Adeline J. Giocaris.
And Adeline Giocaris, a member of the Illinois State Senate, will deliver the oath of office to a colleague, Judy Barr Topinka, until she takes the office as State Treasurer.
Judy, the Bible in which you are to take your oath was given to you by your late mother, Lillian Barr, and your dad, William Barr, when you were 16 in high school. They probably wanted you to dwell in the Bible more than anything else. Now, Judy, thank you for the honor of having me swear you in. Will you please raise your right hand? I, Judy Barr Topinka.
Judy Barr Topinka.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold and support.
That I will uphold and support.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will perform all of my duties.
That I will perform all of my duties.
As State Treasurer of the State of Illinois.
As State Treasurer of the State of Illinois.
Conscientiously.
Conscientiously.
Honorably.
Honorably.
And industriously.
And industriously.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
To the best of my ability, so help me God. Thank you.
Judy Barr Topinka, accepting the oath of office from a colleague in the State Senate, Adeline Giocaris. Jim, a little footnote here on this relationship.
Well, normally we hear from members of the judiciary. The reason that Adeline Giocaris was asked to give the oath is because that Topinka's mother and Adeline Giocaris were close friends.
From how things are done here, but we've always done things a little differently. Senator Giocaris, could you come up here for a moment? You know, Senator Giocaris has been a leader of the Illinois Senate. We've served together. She's been a close friend of my mom. Today she's standing in for my late mom, and I really do appreciate this. And most people don't realize that Adeline, Senator Giocaris, was born in Greece, which obviously is the cradle of civilization. The cradle of democracy, something that we all try to uphold every day here in this wonderful country and great state. Last week, I had the good fortune to be in Greece. I did get a lithograph of the Acropolis, where Athena, the goddess of wisdom, reigned, just as Adeline, the goddess of wisdom, reigns in the Senate. I can hear Pate Phillip laughing behind me because he knows what that means, because if he messes with her, she'll get him. But nevertheless, I do have this plaque of the Acropolis as a thank you, as a memento of your swearing me in today. And thank you very much for me being my substitute mom, a great mentor in the Senate, certainly a credit to your ethnic background and to all of us here today, and for taking the time to just help me through all of this. Thank you. I'm sorry that everybody else kind of ran away because they were supposed to stay here, but I wanted to introduce you to my son, Joseph Barr Topinka. He flew in from Fort Wainwright, Alaska, where he is serving honorably with the United States Army. And I got to tell you, I'm very proud of him. He's also come to Illinois not only for this, but apparently in Alaska, they don't have any sunlight. And he's come to Illinois not only for the sunlight that a Republican administration in toto can bring to this state, but to the everyday sunlight we have here as a regularity. But although the Office of Treasurer is obviously a very great accomplishment, I cannot top the fact of having just such a wonderful son who serves us so well and does his public duty. I happen to be kind of a military mom. I believe very strongly in the United States military, and it pleases me no end that we are able to serve from our family and pay back for all the wonderful things America has done for us. I wanted to also introduce you to my soon-to-be 87-year-old father, Bill Barr, He's had a little trouble, as you can see. He's kind of wheelchair-bound, so he can't come bopping back up here as he did when he single-handedly won World War II, which he has told me regularly he has done. By the way, press, my father is available for interviews. However, he feels limited to the area of the baseball strike. So if you will confine yourself to those questions, he will be more than willing to whisper into your ears. You know, one thing about my dad, America needs families, and Illinois needs families, and families need dads. And I wish to every family in this state a father like mine who has never missed a special occasion from the time I was in kindergarten, and that's why he's here today. That's neat, and that's what being a dad is all about. And finally, I wanted to introduce you to Martin Kovarik, who served as our chief of staff in our Senate district office, went on to become campaign chairman, soon will become deputy treasurer, a man who has put up with me for 60-some thousand miles in this state of Illinois, 91 out of 102 counties, for a period of over 22 months in seeking the office of state treasurer, which nobody then, nobody now, and probably nobody in the future will ever care about. But but let me tell you, the office of state treasurer is pretty darn important, and it's something that I think you ought to value. And if you don't believe me, ask the people of Orange County, California. You'll never have to worry about that in the state of Illinois. I am so tight with the buck, I don't speculate, I don't gamble. Public money is a public trust, and I come from a long ethnic heritage of open cheapness. I will say, really, I appreciated all that Marty did. He helped to drive the van in combination with other drivers. Lolita mentioned the chicken circuit. You cannot believe what it's like to campaign for 22 months, especially in those areas that specialize in ham and beans. It was a small van. Anyway, you know, to suffice to say, the state will be open for business today, roughly at about 2:30 in the afternoon, when the state treasurer goes down into the bowels of the Capitol. That's even below the Rathskeller, for those of you who know what the basement of the Capitol is like. Therein is a huge vault. The vault used to hold the monies of the state. Now it's rather more ceremonial. But I will break the seal, and I will accept the audit that the good Auditor General has done, Bill Holland. He will hand this to me. It's 14 inches thick. I've been told to read it carefully. Anyway, that will be the signal that indeed the Treasurer's office is open, that the state of Illinois is ready to do business with our absolutely tremendous, again, renewed Governor Jim Edgar. I can hardly wait to get to working with him, with the rest of our officers here, with Senator Phillip, with new Speaker of the House, Lee Daniels, a former colleague, with all of us working together. And to all of you out there, so many of you worked so hard in this campaign, which had to have been the hardest campaign in the state, which historically makes me the first treasurer to be elected in this state, a Republican treasurer, in 32 years. Thank you all for the opportunity, and God bless you.